الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Padri Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we discuss its shani nuzul, sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation. What is its background? Inshallah, today we will be talking about a beautiful verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Be with us from start till end. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. By Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's always a good idea to ask others to join for any good act you are doing yourself. Alhamdulillah, you're watching this program. Ask your family members, children, they can come sit in front of TV screen of Madani channel and learn something from Quran. I need to try and understand what it actually contains the message for us. Respected viewers of Madani channel, let's listen the recitation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 114, which is the topic of today's program.
قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Translation: Isa, son of Maryam, said, O Allah, O our Lord, sent down upon us is spread from the heavens so that it becomes aid for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you, and endow us with sustenance, and you are the best of providers. Now, it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, when the disciples followed the instructions of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, then he made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, O our Lord, sent down a food spread for us from the heavens, which becomes a proof for your omnipotence and my prophethood for our present people and those who will follow us, and so that it becomes Eid for everyone, i.e. we celebrate the day of it being sent down as a Eid, as a day of rejoice, and revere it, become joyous, worship you, and pay gratitude in your court. Respected viewers, from this verse we learn that the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is received, making it into Eid, becoming joyous on that day, worshipping in it, and paying gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way of the righteous. Undoubtedly and certainly, the advent of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is definitely and conclusively Allah's greatest blessing and noblest mercy, no doubt at all. This is why celebrating the day of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Eid, paying gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by conducting Mawlid gatherings and expressing joy and happiness is commendable and praiseworthy, and the way of Allah's chosen servants. Respected viewers, this is what we learn, that when a dining mat spread was sent down, and this word Eid is mentioned in this very verse, subhanallah, undoubtedly, no doubt at all, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the biggest ever fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a dining mat as a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can make a day of Eid, then surely the biggest ever fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, advent and the arrival of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that day is also a day of rejoice, a day of celebration, a day of Eid, a day of happiness, a day to pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma remarks, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he saw that the Jews keep the fast of Ashura. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam inquired, "What is this?" The Jews replied, "This is a noble day. On this day, Allah Almighty granted Bani Israel salvation from their enemy." So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted on this day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I am related more to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as compared to you." Hence, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kept the fast of Ashura and commanded to fast on that day. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and recited the following verse in the presence of a Jew. That was, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena." Which means, "This day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and chosen Islam for you as a religion." Listening to this verse, the Jew remarked, "Had this verse been revealed to us, we would have made it Eid for ourselves." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma exclaimed, "This verse was revealed on the day of our two Eids, i.e. on the day of Jumu'ah and on the day of Arafah." Elaborating on this very hadith, renowned Quranic Mufassir Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes in its commentary, "This implies that the days in which we receive Allah's blessings, turning them into Eid is good by Sharia." And again, there is another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran which can be referred in this regard, "Qul bifadlillahi wa birahmatihi fabidhalika falyafrahu." Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we receive fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've been instructed to rejoice, to show happiness, in other words, pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, what is the biggest ever blessing, as earlier mentioned, is the Zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Definitely the day of the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a day of rejoice, a day of happiness, a day of gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day of rejoice, no doubt, a day of Eid. And that's why Ushaq alayhi Rasul across the globe, devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the world, they conduct gatherings of Mawlid and they remember Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam by reciting Naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, by mentioning the seerah, the life and legacy of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And these beautiful gatherings of Mawlid are beautiful ways to pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Ya Allah, you have given us birth in the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, you've given us your beloved Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam." These beautiful gatherings of Mawlid are beautiful means to explain our upcoming generations the Zaat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to introduce
the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's life and legacy, to mention seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and to praise the best of all prophets, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, and to earn blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should do that. We should conduct these gatherings. We should pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever the day of Eid Milad comes, we should pay shukr, we should pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is desired by Sharia too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand the true meanings of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Respected viewers, that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful message from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.